Have you always been born in Rochester?
Born and bred, Pittsford.
And
quite happy to be here.
When did you first start playing the piano?
At the age of 6, my mother decided that I was going to become a pianist. And I studied for 6 years under a lady by the name of Cecilia Poehler, private instruction. I learned how to read music, and learned how to play music. And at the age of 12, my mother came into the living room and she said, "You don't like what you're doing, do you?" And I said, "No, Mom, I hate it." And she said, "Well, it's good news. Your music teacher says you've had all the theory, so you can go off on your own now. No more lessons." That was my heyday. Since then, I've been practicing.
So what was it that you didn't like about lessons, but you still liked about playing?
The effort of reading music, transferring music or manuscript onto the keyboard, very much like typing, an art you have to acquire. I never acquired it. I was very slow and punchy at it and decided that maybe I don't need it. So I started listening to melodies and putting the melodies down on the piano from rote memory. And that brought about my music as I have today.
What sort of music was appealing to you then, and did it change over time?
My mother was the influence. She had a Magnavox Victrola, brand new in stereo, when I was a young boy. And she used to play Roger Williams on it every morning. When I woke up, I'd wake up to Roger Williams. And he played just about every song there was in the old format from 1900 to 1940, 1950, with an occasional new song, but mostly in that old format. And so all those songs were absorbed by me artificially or without any effort, okay? Then when I wanted to play one on the piano, I just remembered how it goes and play the melody and then accompany it with chords that I improvise myself. And it's worked out pretty well for me.
And that's, I'm really impressed that a lot of these pieces have, you know, it's not just learning a single melody. There's a bass part and all of this, and you manage to catch all of these by ear.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bass is a stride bass. Stride bass is a permanent 4-4 count or a 3-4 count. And it will go with anything until you get into cha-chas and, I don't know, there's a myriad of different beats in the jazz section. I don't condone or play jazz. I think the only jazz worth it was Dixieland jazz. Now that has spirit to it, and the regular jazz is all down to me, and I don't like to be down with music. Except I would have to say Mangione, Gap Mangione, and Chuck Mangione. Chuck, with his song, he had one big hit. It was very good, and it didn't sound like jazz. It sounded like melody, and I went on from there. He's one of my idols, Chuck Mangione.
And as you continued to play from when you were younger, what did you just keep listening? What continued to inspire you?
The artists. When a song came out, and it was very impressive, I didn't have to memorize it. It would go automatically after a period of time listening to it on the radio. It would go in automatically, and then I could put it down on the piano, and I would work on perfecting it from there until I got it to a point where I couldn't do anything more with it, and then I'd go on to the next song. And I got 350 songs down now, so I am safe to say I can handle an evening.
Yeah. So when did you start playing out around Rochester?
Oh, about 15 years ago, in a place called Bullwinkle's on Lake Avenue. Betty Meyer was the leader there, Ray Johnson. What a fantastic place it was, where music, Rochester Entertainers Group was there. And the entertainment that came in was very often right from WXXI or from the Rochester Entertainment Group. And so you always heard music that was very good. And one night, Betty asked if there were anybody in the audience that would like to play the piano. And so I raised my hand, and I went up and I played, and I got a very good reaction. And since then, I've been playing professionally. It worked out.
as music continued from when you were really, from when you started so young, what else, what other things have been, you know, your main interests in life?
Electronics. I was a TV repairman for 20 years and got out of it when it became digital. It scared me, so I decided to run from it rather than join it. And I was smart because now the digital is such that when it goes, you throw it away and get a new digital rather than have the old one repaired, which, of course, leaves the repairman out in the backyard somewhere.
Did you work at a shop somewhere in Rochester?
Yes, I had my own shop. It was called Eskin TV Repair on South Clinton Avenue, close to Goodman. And, yeah, 20 years in that was enough to tell me that the television business is such that you have to make a dollar in it. In order to do that, you have to convince the customer that he owes you more than he does. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't forecast the rent and the other expenses that were involved when I was doing a repair. I would simply say, okay, I spent a half an hour on it. I'll charge $30. I should have charged $60 or $90 for the same job. Other people were doing that, so I had the business. It was great to have the business. I had a lot of customers and satisfied customers, but I eventually wore myself out of business.
Well, yeah, there's both.
Because I wasn't making money.
The thing itself and then the business of managing the thing.
That's right. Well, I did it for the love of it, yeah. You know. And when you're doing it for business, it's a different story. You have to think differently entirely, and I'm not a business person.
While you were working, though, and running your business, you were still playing all along?
Oh, sure. All my life I've been playing. Can't get away from it. I have three pianos in my home and can only play one of them at any one time. So the music has been with me all my life.
About how much do you think you play a day, and has it changed over time?
I'll play if I'm paid, and I play less now than I used to. I'll spend about 20 minutes or 30 minutes on a piano a day, and then promote it with when I'm playing professionally. I go into the Little Theater Cafe after things are done at 10 o'clock in the weekdays, and from 10 until 11, I have an open board there that they let me play, and that grand piano in the WXXI coffee shop for the Little Theater is such a beautiful piano. It's a concert grand, and they come in at 1800 something. That's when they were born, and nobody builds them like they used to. It's a 9 or 10 foot long grand piano, and the bass in it is so resounding that it holds me captive to it. I love to play it.
And what are some of your favorite pieces or composers to play?
Oh, well, I vary immensely. I'll do something by Scott Joplin, and or The Entertainer, or something like that, and then move into 30s and 40s and 50s, or not 50s so much, 30s and 40s, 20s and 30s. Be Down to Get You in a Taxi, Honey. Let's see. Well, I come up with a blank right now. I usually do it when I'm playing piano. That's why I have a book in front of me to show me the songs that I need to play.
Well, is there perhaps anyone that's particularly special to you, or you have a good story with that piece of music?
Not offhand. Oh,
no,
I can't pull one out there. I enjoy everything that I play, or I wouldn't bother playing it. And I like to take requests because people have personal songs that are personal to them, and I get right through to them. Many of the old folks' homes here in the city, I play in those. And those people are very appreciative of anything you can do. I had a man come up to me, and one of them the other day, and he said, you know, you have made at least 100 people here very happy this afternoon. And it was one of the nicest compliments that ever been handed to me. And he was serious. And so I got serious afterwards.
I guess anything else from your experience with Rochester music, how it's changed over the years that you've been playing, or your experience of the places and the people?
I'm a tiny bit disappointed with jazz. as it has hit Rochester with two barrels. And it's all jazz in Rochester now. We have the Jazz Fest, we have the Jazz This and That, and that. It's all jazz. And jazz to me is something where you take the melody and go around the outside of it, go around the top or the bottom, but you never hit on the melody. You just go all over the place, and then you come back on the downbeat. That to me is distortion. It's not the clear melody the way it should be, and so I can never, I don't think I ever will get into jazz for that reason, although it takes a lot of talent to do good jazz, a lot of talent.
How do you feel about, I don't know, newer pop music styles that are coming up now? Are they even on your radar?
Once in a while there's a hit. Okay, I've been waiting for that hit lately. There's some good things out, none that I have deemed worthy of going through the process of playing. I keep waiting. There'd be something. There was an Elvis Presley, and there was an Everly Brothers, and there was a, you know, and these people, they come out of the woodwork, and they're famous overnight, and everything is beautiful, and everybody loves it, and I join in. But to take an abstract or an unknown and try to make him a known, I don't do that. I don't reach that far into music. I'll wait till somebody else does it right, and then I'll try to imitate them. That's all.
And do you have a statement of purpose as a musician? What sort of sums up what makes you approach the piano each time?
If you think about it, music has the control of the world. Music has control. And if you deny music, you deny control. Therefore, music will never really be denied. It'll always be somebody picking up a twig or something and twinking it and producing a sound which can be accompanied by the voice, and there will be music all the time. And music always tells the truth. It doesn't tell lies. And consequently, if I want the news, I'll listen to the music and then listen to the news.
Before we end, also, you mentioned just in passing that you had a radio license. Was that connected to your TV business or just a love of
the TV business, yeah. Well, I was a disc jockey for a little while in California and decided that that was a risky business to be in and didn't pay anything at all, and it involved too much work. I used to think a disc jockey just spin records and sat back and enjoyed himself, but it's not that way at all. He's got to run down the hall and grab the news off the news feed, and he's got to pre-read it, and then he's got to record it, and there was a lot to do and no money being paid out, so I got out of the business.
Did you enjoy being out in California?
Yes, I did. What a beautiful state. They claim it may not be there any day, but so I hesitate to go back. New York is ahead of everybody else. And they'll do it in New York first. And California will come out with it first. And then it'll be verified, like the right-hand turn on red. That came out in California first. Then New York adopted it eventually. But we adopt it after it has proved itself to be worthy. That's the way New York is. It's solid. And I like New York because of that.
Was California your only sort of sojourn out of the state then, or...?
Well, I, in the Army, I went to Korea, and I found out the way the other half lives. And that simply made me come home to say, God bless the United States, because we have it here. Rochester, we haven't been hit with any of the bad scenes that are happening around the country. We haven't been hit with any of them yet, but it's because we're so far ahead of it, and we're on top of it, and that's what holds us together. I personally hope that... My president, Donald Trump, can bring it around, and I think he can. It's a question of how many are against him and how many are for him. I am for him, and I hope everything works out in the way it should. The truth will conquer all. That I remember.
And is there anything else you want to add share with people about your musical experiences?
Well, only that I wish to make everyone happier if I can with something that I can play. If I come up with a song out of the blue that means nothing to anyone, then I'll play it once and that's all. I'll go on to another song. I want audience satisfaction. And that's proven by the tip cup. Silly as it sounds, that's proven by the tip cup. If the tips are well or good, you've been a success. If they're not there, then go home and study some more.
Well, Henry, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Mona. I appreciate it.